Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood pros have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into cinematic gold. I am one of your hosts, and boy who's been looking at Excel spreadsheets all week, Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, and I'm a screenwriter.
I'm Matthew Arnold, and I'm a miniature painter first and foremost, and a writer-director second.
I would say for miniature painter first, second, and third in your life, Matt.
That's how it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm actually kind of excited for this one because we were, I guess it's a little bit inspired by the fact that we all went this weekend and we saw The Foreigner.
Yes.
With Jackie Chan, yes. Which I was really looking forward to. If I'm to be totally honest, like it's been so long. Like Rumble in the Bronx, I remember seeing for the first time when I was like in middle school. Even like it was like around that time,
and the guy got put into the chopper and it fucked me up. The guy gets put into like a wood chopper. You guys don't like one of those branch choppers,
like a wood chipper.
Yeah, chipper. Yeah. I guess that's what it's called, a wood chipper. That really messed me up in middle school.
It jacked you up.
Yeah, I was like, every time I still drive past those and think about that. That's a bad way to go.
I have this theory about Jackie Chan movies. I went and said there was a triple feature they did at the Egyptian for Beyond Fest, and Jackie showed up, and the energy in the crowd was really remarkable. And my theory is this, because it's essentially like when he comes into the room, every single adult turns into a child. Like, you all just turn into kids. And I think basically you revert to the age that you first saw a Jackie Chan movie. Just sucks you back to that age, because it was like I was in a room full of like grown-ass adults acting like five-year-olds, just losing their minds and asking the dumbest questions. Like, the last question of the night was someone asked him if he could do some cool kicks for us. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Anyway. Oh, you were like, please do some cool kicks.
I didn't see Jackie Chan movies till I was like 12 or 13. Okay. So I was like, oh, these kids are stupid.
All these lame-o five-year-olds.
So bogus.
The Foreigner came out. And
we're big Martin Campbell fans, too.
Martin Campbell, who...
Dude, Martin Campbell.
A king.
A king. No one talks about Martin Campbell and how he's the best.
Yeah, let's just say real quick that there's a cadre of like studio directors, guys who do like, you know, commercial films for studios. Martin Campbell is like the most solid dude.
Best action directors out there.
Yeah, I mean, GoldenEye alone is in the pantheon. Casino Royale, you've got
Mask of Zorro.
Mask of Zorro,
we love on this podcast.
A tragically underrated film that does not get the love it deserves.
He did his best with a very weird movie, just like a 2-second review of it. It's the weirdest movie ever made. Not ever made, but it's pretty weird because it's basically three movies in one. Matt, I think you said it best where it's like...
I would just put it this way. If you're going to go to expect to see... Because what we're doing today is Vengeance Dad, a Vengeance Dad movie. And if you're going in to expect to see Jackie Chan do Taken...
To be a Vengeance Dad.
You kind of get like 30 minutes of that in between what is mostly a Pierce Brosnan IRA movie, like a kind of a family mobster drama, sort of, while also mixed in with kind of like a bad CSI 24, like...
Chasing them down. One good episode of 24.
With one amazing
bomb
disarming
sequence.
Yeah,
then the ending is amazing.
So that's a good enough pivot to our topic.
This week, we are going to throw our hat in the ring in the coveted genre of
the Vengeance Dad film.
Vengeance Dad.
So
film.
Well, let's start with like.
Well, let's gentlemen, just, wait. The clock must begin, and
wait,
it begins.
Explained that. All right.
Go ahead. I haven't done anything. Go.
Okay, I just want to explain the Vengeance Dad film very quickly to our audience that might not be familiar with the trope or the genre. The Vengeance Dad movie is about a very angry father who something bad has happened to, let's face it, usually his daughter.
Yeah,
and then he has
or
to
wife.
Or wife, and he, or maybe like his car or his dog, and he has to spend
in a
the,
way, John Wick is a Vengeance
John Wick
Dad
was a
movie.
Sort of proto-pseudo-Vengeance Dad movie. Yeah. Vengeance husband film. This angry, violent gunman then has to go and kick a bunch of ass to get back what's his, or to sort of like right the wrongs that have been committed. It's a dad who wants revenge. It's a Vengeance Dad film. The Foreigner looked like it was going to be a Vengeance Dad film, but all right, the clock starts now.
So let's start with the king. Here's where Vengeance Dad came. Is Taken just crushed it out of the park. It's been a long time since I've seen I think as it ages, it obviously doesn't hold up as well as like something like Die Hard. But like what is shocking about Taken is probably the first in a very long time R-rated action movie that like my parents watched. Like, I came in and
my
like,
dad
and my wife's
Taken.
And my wife's parents were like, "Hey, did you see that Taken movie? It's really good." Like, her 80-year-old dad is like, "That's a really good movie," because that movie just crushed it.
To me, the ultimate hallmark of why of how just how big Taken is that I was on the airplane and the woman next to me was watching the Lifetime channel on the airplane, and the movie she was watching ended, and the next movie was Taken.
No shit.
How many movies, I ask you, can play on TNT, Spike, and the Lifetime channel?
And there's a number of reasons. And look, as a pure action movie, it does a lot of stuff right. There's a lot of like picky stuff that I don't like, the end action scene. It's probably the worst action scene.
All the overt racism and sexism.
Yeah, we only need to get into that part of it, which is hallmark to the genre.
Hallmark to the genre.
But yes,
fair.
It is not a
we're
progressive
version.
We're
going to do the first woke Vengeance Dad movie.
It is not a progressive.
That's what it is. That's the name of the movie, Woke Vengeance Dad.
And I don't want this to be about... I don't want this to be about, like, Taken versus Foreigner and stuff. I want to just figure out what our genre is. But just to kind of get into the hallmarks of what makes Taken work is that here's the things it does very well with, which we need to match.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us time to set up how much of a dad he is. That's very important.
It doesn't rush the dadness.
It's like the first 15 minutes of that movie is just pretty much, it's just you constantly nodding your head and being like, man, the one thing you wouldn't want to do is take this guy's daughter. He clearly, it's like, what's this scene? He's at a barbecue and his friend's like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, I'm doing some stuff, but I really love my daughter. And
it's
the next
so
scene's like,
adorable. Yeah, it's Liam Neeson and like all of his jacked security bros.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the karaoke machine he's going to buy his cute daughter for her birthday. Yep. And they're all like, that's so great. We love that you love your daughter, Liam Neeson. Yep. And then like all these yoked fucking army guys just talking about how great Liam Neeson's daughter is. He wants to support her singing. And then a lot of Vengeance Dad movies do not like one of, I mean, as far as Hollywood tropes go, the shitty new dad trope to be one of my absolute favorites.
No, it's a very good way, and they do it, and they handle it the right way, because there's definitely some like kind of alpha male posturing, but Liam Neeson seems above it, because why is he above it? Because at the end of the day, all he cares about is his daughter.
And he has the hardcore tactical experiences of real combat, and he doesn't need alpha male posturing, because he's seen
the
shit.
The other thing it does is that, which like, again, like, Foreigner hangs on to the idea that Jackie Chan's like super powerful and like knows what he's doing as like an ex-soldier and shit like that. It also understands like it's okay, like make that his character. Like from the beginning, you know, it's like this guy's a badass, which again helps in those first 15 minutes when you're just thinking the last thing you'd want to do is mess with this guy's daughter. It's 15 minutes of you being like, just don't mess with his daughter, and then somebody does.
What the movie does so well that I think is a hallmark of great action films in general is that the hero's strength needs to be matched by his vulnerability.
Yes.
In Die Hard, John McClane is this swaggering macho cop, but he's introduced with this giant teddy bear. He gets sick when he flies. He's completely out of his element in Los Angeles. Some guy kisses him on the cheek at the party. He's clearly uncomfortable. He's putting it all on the line for his wife, and he screws up and he feels bad about it. So it's like with Taken, you've got Liam Neeson, and you've got, again, the karaoke machine that he's, but they just make him such a dork of a dad. Like the karaoke machine he's been obsessing over. He puts, you know, he's bought the bodyguard for the singer that his daughter likes, and he like kind of embarrasses himself by asking her for an autograph, and it's like really unprofessional, but he does it anyway because he wants to, you know, like, because this is a grown man making a fool out of himself to a teeny bopper starlet so that his 12-year-old daughter can get an autograph is really endearing.
That's actually a good way, because we could keep going, because like in Foreigner there is no vulnerability to
and
Jackie Chan,
and then stepdad buys her a pony.
So let's talk about, so the other thing, just in, this has nothing to do with Taken or Foreigner or any of those, but in terms of what we should do, like, the other great thing about, I mean, what should work with a Vengeance Dad movie is like, look, like a good action movie, it is indulgent and it is a power fantasy, which is why it's important that you're matched by their vulnerability, right? Because like that's essentially what the conflict is. It's because like, at the end of the day, it's like this guy's going to kill people, which is like, you know,
bad.
He's taking lives.
Yeah.
But that's what you come to the theater for, is you want to see him kill people.
And it's like, this is the increasingly, I'm going to do a 2-minute rant about gun violence. If this is, you're like here for fun goofs, just, it's fine. Just skip forward 30 seconds. I'll be done. Is that this is part of the Hollywood problem, right? Because we're absolutely part of the problem when it comes to America's gun culture. Like, good guy with a gun might as well be the title of Die Hard. Like, that is the good guy. Well, then everyone's like, I gotta have a gun. What if terrorists show up and I gotta fucking John McClane their asses? Yeah. Like, we perpetuate this myth. So you have to use violence responsibly, and the bad guys need to really deserve it. It has to be a last resort. Yeah. It has to be compelling, and I think Taken accomplishes.
I mean, it's a long genre of films, by the way, right? All the way back to Charles Bronson, Death Wish.
Yeah.
Like, there's movies that have definitely touched on this, but in the modern era, definitely of the Vengeance Dad thing, Taken is the
and
the
I do think the thing we say is like, and what we want to try to do, because we also just make a joke about this because we see all these trailers, and it is, and let's also be clear, most Vengeance Dad movies
are gross.
Gross. They're the worst. And here's what they also, this is what they're really selling is like, man, you know what'd be a great fantasy is if your fucking wife died. So well, then you could have the excuse to not be with your wife anymore and go kill people. Like that's essentially the power fantasy of these. It's this weird
it's like zombie.
Sick,
it's like zombies a little bit.
It's
right?
kind it, of it a is, sick it is, fantasy.
It is similar to the zombie thing where it's like, again, like the fantasy is, yes, like everything that you, everything gets taken away from you. It's everything you love, but it's everything. Again, like the subtext is it's everything that is, you know,
holding
like
you back.
Modern domesticated person is like holding you back. And now you get to, you know, now you get, again, John Wick is just a boring guy with a wife and a nice house. But then once she croaks and they kill his dog, then he gets to drive a cool
he
Camaro
gets cool again.
Load up on guns and go blow stuff up. And like, there's something gross about that.
Yeah,
like,
it's again, very like, gross.
There's
this, a gross
there's
movie.
This, these trailers for this Antonio Banderas Vengeance Dad movie
that
are out right
at.
Now. And it is literally, it's just like, it's a, anyway.
Anyways, that's the one, that's to pivot to now our Vengeance Dad movies. Like, yeah. That's one of the things Taken does well is that there's a life on the line mm-hmm. rather than just pure revenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, okay. I just, to put ourselves in the mood for a Vengeance Dad movie, I want you both to close your eyes.
Okay. Yeah. Doing that.
Picture your dad.
Okay.
Yep.
He's had a long, tough day
yeah.
doing his dad stuff.
Okay.
He retires to the den. He wants to just put on a movie to kick back and relax. And he sits down to turn it on and watch it. He gets about 2 minutes in, and then your mom comes in the room.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, what are you watching, honey? And he goes, I'm watching this movie, Vengeance Dad. And she sits down to watch him with him. And what you want is a movie that both of them can watch and really, really enjoy.
Like Taken.
Like Taken.
Yes.
All right, are we done slobbing over Taken? Can we move on?
No, but you want that. You want that.
Yeah, it's a family. It's for the family.
It's a dad film first, a family film second. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the.
Okay,
anyway.
What's the revenge?
Well, here's something I want to put out. This is the other thing that I think Taken does with the. Taken's just, I have so many problems.
Welcome
with
to the Taken cast. This is going to be such a hard one to break because it's like just Taken.
Just
did
do
it.
Taken. Here's what I think, just to talk about Taken really quickly.
Oh, my God.
Revenge is tough. What works in Taken is that the daughter is still alive.
Yeah.
The stakes are that she could die, and that's inherent.
Yeah.
And again, they actually set it up really well. It's like after 48 hours, it's almost impossible to find someone who gets kidnapped and put into the sex trade. And the sex trade is this thing that's horrifying.
Yeah.
It is more visceral and specific and terrifying than just death.
Especially like for that. Parents. Like,
and
it is this idea of, like, protecting your
And for parents. Like, it's
daughter.
Every parent's nightmare. That's why it's on the Lifetime channel. Like, the Lifetime channel does every parent's nightmare movies.
Yeah.
And this is an every parent's nightmare film.
Yeah.
And then it's also, like, it's the catharsis of, like, every parent's nightmare, but if you're strong and you're brave and you fucking go after your kid, you can survive and you can get them back. And that's ultimately empowering as opposed to it just being about, you know,
murdering people.
Your wife is dead and now you get to kill people. Yeah.
Because you can't grieve properly.
Because you can't grieve.
Foreigner is watching Jackie Chan not grieve properly.
Yeah. Foreigner is just like Jackie Chan needs to go to a support group.
Okay.
So what is the thing?
So what happened? And we can't just do a daughter's take into the sex trade because that's what they did.
No, we're not doing that. Honestly, the first thing that popped in my head is I would love to see a Vengeance Dad movie about the shitty stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. You put it. It's the new dad. And he's like, he's struggling to connect with the kids. And like the old dad is always showing up looking cooler than him. Like, I don't know. Like he's awkward and out of touch. Maybe
that's a good spot to put someone as far as being just immediately out of touch, which is like new dad wanting to, you know, integrate with the new family. Right.
But then there's part of me is like, is that going to give you that primal that like they took my
kids. Liam Neeson feels like an old dinosaur. Is also why it works. He's again. It's like he's not new. He's old fashioned. Okay, man. Taken's really good.
Shit.
Okay,
Taken is like
this is a hard one. Why
Taken
did we say
is
Vengeance
this neutron star that pulls all of my ideas?
Like my solution. My
it.
Solution would be to do Taken and then just make the finale better.
Okay. All right.
But we need to do a different one. We need to do Taken, but we need it not to be Taken.
What about
legally?
The mom side? Is there a, like, right? Like, it's always a Vengeance Dad.
I know, but we called it Vengeance Dad. I mean, we could change it right now. We could just cut the podcast.
Vengeance Dad. Woke Vengeance Dad, : Vengeance Mom. Dad or Mom, let's do a dad film. This one's for the dads out there.
Yeah.
We fucked up by not making this on Father's Day, by the way.
Well,
maybe we can just release it on Father's Day again.
No. Okay.
I always fuck up and don't get my dad something for Father's Day. We'll get him this episode of Story Break. Happy Father's
Day.
Okay,
your dad's the main character, Will. Okay, it's...
Okay.
His wife's kidnapped.
Right? It becomes for lack of a better term, it is what objects, and they really are treated like objects in these movies, even his, you know.
No, that's why Taken works so well, because they're not just objects. I like that Benicio del Toro movie that's coming out. Clearly, his wife is just murdered.
Antonio Banderas.
What did I say?
Benicio del Toro.
So, like, just like Benicio del Toro.
Well, all I'm going to say is if you had just mistaken two Chinese dudes for each other, two black dudes for each other, you would have to quit Twitter right now.
It's true. I have a strong reputation of mixing up words.
your general befuddlement shields you like a protective armor.
Okay.
What are things that dads like? Real quick brainstorm. Family. Things dads like. Their cars.
Look, it's gotta be family. Like, that's what it's gonna be.
Unless it's his Gibson Les Paul and he needs it for the gig. It's not like a small scale dad film.
Yeah, that's another way of going for it. In a way, right? Like doing it as I'll put it this way, right? Like even the bite of John Wick doesn't work. It works because it's his dead wife's gave him this gift as right. That's her final thing. It's like it's still tied to a human thing. It doesn't work if it's just like he's a dog lover, right? Like John Wick doesn't work if he's just a dog lover.
Here's what I would like to take from Taken, and this is the what just to borrow the is that I don't want it to be someone died and he's getting payback.
No.
Because to me, those movies really do run out of steam. Again, that's why it's like John Wick, the second he kills what's his face and gets revenge on the guy who killed his dog, like there's a whole extra half of the movie that just doesn't feel like it's
actually
about
interesting.
Anything.
The revenge is actually over when he kills him in the apartment, that's the revenge. He killed
we're
the guys
30 minutes in.
Yeah,
and
he killed
still,
the guys
yeah.
who took his daughter. Now he's gonna get her back.
Just a small note, just something to throw out there. Don't have to pursue this lead. But is there a way of doing one where it starts as pure revenge and then your midway point becomes and now it's a family thing? Right, so you're trying is there a way to get
realize,
a two
like,
for
they're
one?
Actually alive?
Yeah, that's not bad. Like, an actually alive might be a way of getting both for both, right? Like, two for the
karmically,
price of one.
It's like, oh, you got revenge, so you reward for doing revenge as your family's actually alive.
But you still need to go through more trials in order to earn it, right? It's the equivalent of going for the major prize in Stacker.
Okay. Oh my god! Everything I have in my head is so problematic.
I know this is a double whammy because there's already this movie, but then it is also just like the genre. I don't know if the genre itself can be redeemed.
Like literally everything I was thinking was like you do like it's a family on a vacation in a different country, and then those horrible foreigners take their family.
What about aliens?
No,
aliens.
But what if you do
actual
it?
Aliens.
No, but then fuck it. Then let's just make America the horrible country.
Oh, okay. Okay. It would be. Oh yeah, it's like somebody going to the deep south and it's fucking killing. Like, look, if we're gonna be problematic, I guess might as well just be problematic with our own country and the bad parts of our country. So,
wait. So do you know? I think they're called the Green Guides. Do you know what I'm talking about here?
No.
During the Civil Rights era, there was a series of road guides that were published specifically for African American road trippers, like people who were getting onto the road for the first time. That was very much like, here are the towns you shouldn't stay in. Mm-hmm. Here are the towns. It was basically like how to navigate the complicated racial landscape of America during this time period. And it was giving them advice on like, these towns don't stay in. These are places where you can get a bite to eat. Like, this is places where you should, you know, like, don't pull. Like, it was very specifically sort of this relic of this
era.
I
mean, not a big secret. Literally, we're doing an action movie and we settled on white supremacists as our bad guys because, let's be honest, when you're talking about the number of people that it's okay just to shoot, it's white supremacists. So.
I'm gonna throw a curve your way. What if the family's from Canada and they come to America and the movie's called Canadad?
Oh, God. Wait.
And he's an ex-Mountie. Or he's a grizzled Mountie
okay.
going south.
Can a dad save his family?
All right, we're doing Canadad. Canadad, the Canadian dad vengeance film.
You know what's great about that is that they're so polite.
I like that. It was like, what about like the South and civil rights and white supremacy and like
just
racial segregation? I'm like, what about a dumb Canada joke?
So just to throw this
out
there.
To go somewhere dangerous.
So real quick, just to throw this out there totally is a cool like like civil rights era period piece, like set on the roads in the back, like the back roads of America. That is like a Vengeance Dad survival movie. That'd be really cool. Anyway, that aside, Canadad. What's great about that is the Canadians are so polite.
Now I just feel like a chicken for not doing the other one.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a pun title. And as we know,
look,
pun
titles
kill. Canadads
can still go into the rural South or in the bayous or in the dangerous area. Where are we at? 15 minutes.
We're at 15 minutes.
We should have a core concept.
My little inner guilty writer is being torn in 12 different directions right now. Okay, we need to pull the trigger. Are we pulling the trigger on Canadad?
You know what? We can flip a coin.
Let's do the fucking Deep South one. Let's do it.
Okay.
I just want to put this out there though that I don't want to do something that's like fucking shitty. Like let's just shit on rural people. Like fucking. You know, like Hollywood so often does. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. That's the only thing that stresses me out about going this direction is that it's like, I think if you do a movie, are you just the same? Toxic representations of white people are equally toxic. Like, just doing a movie where it's just like, again, like, I find the word, the phrase white trash, like, to be the fucking most.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
But
like,
here's
it's
the
horrible.
Hard, but here's the hard part about action movies, which is you can't humanize the bad guys too much because you want to kill them. Like, that is what action movies are.
That's why Indiana Jones got lucked out with them Nazis.
Look, I love The Rock. Ed Harris is humanized. You know who's not humanized? All the other dudes who get killed. Like, they all are very problematic. And then you're not really excited when Ed Harris dies, but he's also not the last person to die. The last person to die, all the crazy guys are like, yeah, I'm burning your face off. So, like... Like, it is, like, that is what action movies are, unfortunately. Like, there is
Matt,
no...
by the way, does a great Criterion commentary on The Rock, if you guys want to get in on that.
So, it's like, if you're going to, so that's why you usually do something like you make them mobsters. So, like, okay, they may be,
they
you
should
know,
be
the
criminals,
rural South,
yes.
but they're not the rural South, they're mobsters in the rural South. That's why, like, usually you have to put them into some...
Additional layer.
They're always
of
going to be categorized because human nature requires you to categorize people in order to dehumanize them. So you have to come up with
what
another categorization of them.
What about
such as criminals?
Ooh. What about a biker gang?
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Let's hope we don't get killed by biker. No biker gang people listen to this, right?
I don't think we
you
have.
You can't listen to podcasts on bikes. Too hard to hear it.
Suck it, losers. Come at me. All right. The bad guys are biker gangs. Please don't get killed. Okay.
Matt's one of the 1%ers of podcasters.
Okay.
Pot or die. Okay, a biker gang. Because here's what I was going to say. I could also picture, like, the ultimate dad activity is the road trip.
It's about motorcycles.
The all-American. It's Die Hard in an RV.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, that's a good hook.
Yeah, so these people, do you know what I mean?
Oh, then it should be... I mean,
and you call the movie King of the Road. I don't know, maybe. Well, we'll come up with something better. I thought that was going
to... bad. It's not
and
bad.
And you call the movie Canadad.
Okay, RV is a good, okay, their RV's taken. Oh, of course, this dad's trying to reconnect his family. This is going to be about a dad reconnecting his family.
Yeah.
So he's, okay.
Does the RV get stolen, like, while their kid is inside?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, his whole family.
His whole family.
Like, Cape Fear
style.
Okay,
I just realized, I'm just stealing this from a Frasier episode. there's a very good Frasier episode where Niles goes to sleep. They're on the road in their RV, and then Niles goes to sleep, and he gets into the wrong RV and goes to sleep, and then he wakes up, or he drives the wrong. Yeah. He winds up in an RV that is, like, someone else is driving, and then it's, like, this whole goofy thing.
I'm just thinking about how we're definitely the lamest movie podcast in. Everybody else, you listen to people like, yeah, I was hanging out with my friend Edgar Wright because I'm a famous person at Nerd Meltdown, and here's what I think about movies. And we're like, hey, so like, when we watch Frasier together, just the three of us, like, let's talk about Taken.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay, I like the RV. I like the dad on the road trip.
Yes.
With the family.
Is he from Canada?
Or
is he German? Because
Germans do love road tripping in America.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, how many times have you seen a German?
Yes, he's German. Yes. Fuck yes. And then all, like, he's got to deal with all these Americans being like, oh, Sieg Heil, dude. Like, and he's like, fuck
yeah,
you.
That happens
Nazi.
All the time.
The German Board of Tourism actually warns German tourists.
Oh, but you could totally do the bikers are like freaking neo-Nazis, and he's
and
he's like coming back.
Yeah.
He's like, there's
hell yeah.
It's like in America.
What the fuck
there's
is
Nazis
this?
In America again. It's like, what the fuck?
Are Germans super into road tripping?
I mean, they're really huge. You know what they're really not into? Talking about Nazis.
This is a potent combination.
I remember the only time we really got complaint on all of our podcasting was Logan making a joke about Nazis. So this is probably actually the most offensive thing we've talked about so far, is just talking about
Germany. So real quick, the
Nazis.
Germans love road tripping. When we did the road trip, the YouTube road trip back in 2010, we went to an RV place to get it. The RV place had three languages on the board: English, Spanish, and German.
Yeah,
and there was a
German
couple like next to us renting an RV.
Okay.
Because it's like Route 66, the American West, the idea of automobiling. Like, I mean, they got the Autobahn. They love driving. And where else has longer?
Let's avoid the German. I don't know if I want to dive into this guy like fighting the guilt. We have America has its own guilt. That's not.
We only need two countries worth of guilt
about,
in here.
I don't want to a German guy is like gonna fight neo Nazis. I mean, it sounds cool when I say it, but
it sounds dope as shit.
I'm listening to these words as they express from my parted lips, and it does sound dope.
Neo-Nazi bikers across the American landscape is pretty dope.
Whether they're neo Nazis or not, they're bikers,
yeah,
right? They're a biker gang.
Yeah.
And they're taking the RV for meth.
Oh, you know what also dads love? Wayne movies. So this is definitely like in like Monument Valley. Like when, Western dad vengeance
Western
movie
vengeance
against
dad.
Bikers. It's like the new cowboy. The RV is like the new stagecoach.
Yeah.
Wait, this is great.
Yeah.
Just stagecoach? This is so dope.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So we got a lot of pictures and
all right, we're
flavor.
20 minutes in, just FYI.
Okay.
Stagecoach is not
bad. I mean, to be fair, we're about at a point where we could pitch it to a major Hollywood studio. We essentially said Tad's RV trip in Monument Valley with bikers is like cool, but like attached like Liam Neeson.
What was the one with Tim Allen? Wild Hogs.
Wild
Hogs, but you know, with John Wayne.
The sound of money
flowing into our bank accounts.
So, okay. All right, let's.
A movie we do not have yet. Okay.
Klaus. Klaus, the German man and his family.
Klaus, okay.
Really, Klaus?
That's the first one I thought of.
I know, that's the problem.
I know, now we are drunk driving in another culture.
Yep.
We're going to very quickly find out how much we know about Germany.
Klaus is a common German name.
No, I know, but like I'm just saying, like now it's
German.
Like, he works at the Lederhosen store.
I took German in middle school, guys.
Okay.
I'll help navigate this.
Right, Arnold comes from German.
Klaus Arnold.
Arnold's from Austria, dog.
What? No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
German, Germanic. It is personal name of Germanic
origin. Oh, I thought you meant Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, me. My family.
Okay.
This is about me. This is my road trip dad.
You're like, Arnold's from Germany. And I was like, oh, God. Matt's done it again.
You stepped in it again,
I apologize.
Boys.
I was the one who did it this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Not all white people are the same. Will, I have a long
We need like a woke gaffe swear jar. We can just put money in and all the proceeds go to like a new like Rain or the NAACP.
I mean, that's the thing about, I mean, here's the thing, right? That's the thing about the creative process when it comes to coming up with this stuff is that you gotta play in those. You'll have
it's
to live in
them.
It's
not PC yet. It will be by the time we're done.
You can't live in those spaces.
Okay.
But you gotta play in them.
All right. Okay.
So okay. Let's talk about, okay.
Okay. His name's Carl. How about Carl?
With a K.
Cool, Carl. Sure, Carl with a K.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Oh, cool.
That's how it's spelled
in Germany.
Yeah, I said Carl with a K.
You just made it sound like it was like, oh, how stereotypical.
I did. I'm trying to play it off like I didn't. So just feel Carl with a K. Carl with a K.
All right, Carl. And then what we got? We got
okay.
Two kids.
Oh, yeah. The dog.
Two kids.
The dog.
Oh, the dog gets killed.
Oh, yeah.
I hate movies. Like, by the way, Foreigner fake kills a dog and then doesn't kill a dog. Kill a dog or don't. Like, just kill a like I'm tired of like
shit or kill a dog.
Yeah,
Foreigner.
It's this weird thing where it's like, you know what? I know people are more empathetic when they see a dog die than humans. Like, make the audience think about that and kill the dog and then make them question why they care about that more. Like, just kill a dog.
Okay.
This dog dies.
Which is why in Kingsman it's actually a dilemma and people were on the edge of their seats.
Yeah, more than any other part of that movie, people were most concerned about whether or not he kills a dog.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's also like you want these bad guys to die if they kill a dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Two kids, dog. The missus. Who's the missus? I can't just be calling her wife. For
Caroline with a K.
No.
Klaus and Caroline.
That's not how you do most common
German names, female.
How do you feel about like his mom?
What about Emma?
Sure. Well, how do you feel about his mom also being in there?
Oh, shit.
Oh, like, the grandma?
Like, literally three generations.
That's, okay, now we're unlocking something.
Yeah, dads
because
love their moms.
You see lots of Vengeance wife movies and lots of Vengeance daughter movies. Vengeance mom film. Now you got a Mother's Day movie for mom and son.
Oh, my God. It opens up so much.
Oh, shit.
Okay. His wife is dead.
Oh, yeah.
His wife is dead. His mom's trying to, he's not grieving well with
him. Oh, this is good.
His mom is telling him to, he's reconnecting with his mom and trying to help his, and he's raising his kids on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And he loses it all. He's got to get it back.
Well, because also it's like, it's the pure love of the mother, right? Like she could even be like, no, don't worry about me. It's like, I'm coming for you, mom.
Right, that way the wife is just out of the picture.
No, I like doing a son and the mom relationship. Just a son-mom relationship. That's really fresh. Yeah. And it's like, again, that was what, like, no one had done the dog when John Wick did it. And then you were like, oh shit, if they came after that my dog, I'd fuck him up. Like right now, I'm like, if a fucking bunch of bikers came after my mom, I would lose my fucking mind, right? Like, so it's like, yes, that's like what you're, that's like the fucking thing, right?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
What I like about it is that I think people don't generally go with mom because it's a little more emasculating, but no, it's much cooler.
No, dude.
No, you're going to save your mom.
Dude, our moms gave birth to us.
I mean, mom jokes is a whole thing because people don't
moms
like it
when
they do things
for their family.
To their mom or about their mom. So
really, it's just, I just flashed to like the end of the movie where it's like, oh man, if you could get to this point where it's like, is the ending like she dies, but she's like, you're a good son. And like, he takes that as and he takes that with him to like help, you know, that's the journey that he takes. Or I don't know.
Your mama's so captured, I have her. it's just mom jokes. Okay, trying to think this through. He's coming. He's going on a road trip with his mom.
Are they going to meet the mom?
Well, I was gonna say, what if you do?
Should they meet the mom in New York?
I'm just trying to infuse as much masculine, like single tear, like guy holding back his tear as possible. It's like his father just died. His mom's alone.
Yeah.
So he's traveling to see his mom because their dad just died for the funeral.
Yeah.
So they start with the funeral, and it's like and he wants to take instead of going back home, he's got to go back. No, maybe that's too much.
I don't think you can do dead dad and dead wife. I don't think you can, like, you can't mourn your dad. You haven't mourned your wife yet. Yeah. Like, it just seems like.
So much mourning. If only somebody took you guys, I could express my
mourning
with bullets.
These bikers killed my seven dogs.
Yo, Patriot did it, though, because Patriot's like, man, you know what's really good is when somebody's child dies. Yeah, but it's like a 3-hour movie. They're like, okay, he needs like 6 kids then. And then every 30 minutes, we kill a new kid. So Mel Gibson keeps having more reasons to hate the British. You know what? It works. He pulls it off.
Yep. That conveyor belt of dead children
that's
really
drives
the movie.
That's pretty much a Vengeance Dad movie. That's like
solid
Vengeance Dad
That's a Founding Father's Vengeance Dad movie.
Yeah,
Dad movie.
Dang, that's such a good pitch. It's like, think of all your favorite dads that get
Guys,
vengeance.
It's Taken with George Washington.
Oh, shit.
No, we got it. That's,
no. We, that's a different.
Vengeance
we'll
Dad 2.
Yeah, no, we
Origins.
Got this. Yeah.
Vengeance Dad 2, Independence Day.
Independence Dad.
Okay.
All right. We're 30 minutes in. Okay. So we got Vengeance Dad. So we've got Carl. We've got his mom. And we've got the two kids and the dog, right?
Okay, yes. So now there are, and he's from Germany.
I think he's German.
So he's come to America.
Could you do Do you do like a This Is Trite? I mean, we're kind of combining a road trip movie with an action film. Do you do it's like they got the wife's ashes and the plans are to scatter the wife's head. He and the wife met on a road trip.
Yes.
Through America.
She's an American.
Or she's German. We're Germans on road trips in America. Germans love road trips. Because it was like his car broke down and she was the only other German person that he could speak to that he ran and they happened to run into on the Continental Divide, right? Okay. Like so their goal is to get to the Continental Divide where they met and he's going to scatter the ashes over this beautiful vista of the Rocky Mountains, right? And like, that's why they're there.
I like scattering ashes is pretty good.
Yeah. And the ashes are in this Tupperware container that gets mixed up with the drug dealer's meth cargo. And so then they wind up with, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
They wind up with the ashes. He winds up with the meth.
But the object can't be his wife's ashes, though. You think that's enough?
No. It's just that he's got this meth and he doesn't realize it. And then the bikers are after him.
Well, then
but then it's not really a vengeance movie.
Yeah.
That's like misunderstanding, Dad.
I think we need to work.
What's the vengeance?
Yeah, we need what do they do?
Right now, like, we've got a really cute family road trip movie.
Yeah. So like what? Like again, Taken is easy, and like it's a sex trade who preys off of Europe, traveling women, and then they take his daughter.
And it's like this fear, again, even at the beginning, that it's like this decision to let her go on this trip is like she's a young woman, like you need to fucking loosen the reins a little bit, Liam Neeson, you got to stop being so uptight. And he lets his guard down for one half of a second because of his love of his daughter.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she gets whisked away.
Yeah. Which, again, that movie is like literally like, don't let your daughter do anything. But don't worry, if something does happen, you'll be good enough to kill everybody who did it.
You're a violent gunman. Go kill them.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know, that's why everybody loves it. So, because we all are base animals in that day.
We're all just dumb monkeys.
Okay. So,
okay.
We're smart monkeys, I guess. Kind of
okay. So, bad guys, they need some reason to take. I mean, they're not, it's not like, it's a, man.
Kidnaps a family. Maybe he's rich. They think they can hold them hostage and they know about them. Maybe it's, right? Like, if it's not the object themselves, then it needs to be something to get to him.
They mistaken, they witness something and they take his family, but then they just. Then he knows something.
It's definitely, and I want to, and this is something I want to pinpoint, is that it doesn't feel like he can witness something, then they're after him. That's him running from him.
Yeah.
This has to, this is a Vengeance Dad movie. Yeah. It's not a dad on the run. The Vengeance Dad movie is like, I've got to go into the fires of hell to rescue
And again,
something.
It's like the sex trade is so rad because for a movie, sex trade works so well because they're alive, but it's still horrible. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of like, they're not like what, like, bad guys would just kill the family unless, they had a reason for him. Like,
right.
He has money.
Hostage scenario. Like, hostage scenario, right? Isn't that what?
Yeah,
what
I'm trying to think. Like the
what was ransom?
You could do mistaken kidnapping thing. Like, you could do that. The bikers take his son or daughter or family again, like Freddie was saying, and they think that it's the family of. I don't know.
So they think he's rich. Like, they think he's somebody. They think they kidnap somebody. So the ticking clock is like, if they find out they just got some nobodies,
they'll kill them.
They're going to kill them.
It's not bad.
It's hard because it's like the people, like the kids and the mom would have to like.
Well, they all speak German. Too. They don't know. Yeah, I mean, like they got a whole translation barrier and they don't got Google out in the desert, so they can't translate.
But
so
it's also like, why is he, why can't he go to the cops? Why can't he do any of this other stuff? Why has he got to do it on his own?
Well, because those hostage things, they say if you get the cops involved, they'll fucking
kill the guy, they'll just be like, if we hear wind of the cops, we're killing your family. Ah, no.
No, nuts.
Guess I can't call the cops. Shoot.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, why doesn't he get the cops involved in, I mean, I guess it's like, they're like, it'll take too long.
It's because, Taken? I mean, the implication is it's because Europeans.
He is the cops.
No, it's because Europeans are weaklings. And like, because remember, he literally goes in and shoots his French cop friend's wife because they're all like ineffective, like,
man, that guy's
in on it.
Right. But I think the point is, it's like, you can't even trust Europeans. It's like, it's only American might and guns can fix this problem.
He shot that dude's wife in Taken. It's a dope movie.
That scene is crazy. That scene's really crazy, especially because at the end of it, the wife is mad at her husband, not him.
That's right. You're right.
Okay.
Okay, all right, we got Carl, we got the mom.
Man, it's so hard if you don't just kill them. That's the balance.
Yeah, because you got to keep a reason for them to still be alive.
Okay. Or they do die.
But then you run out of steam, so which is why, like, maybe along the way he finds a new family, then he's got to rescue them.
Or they die, and then he's like, they die because there is, it's like these people are going to keep doing this thing to other families, and he's got to stop them. But it's like that ticking clock.
Okay. Never mind.
But
let's hear it.
It's just in my head, like the Fox News version of this movie is that a bunch of radical Antifa renegades think that he is an ex-Nazi, and then they try to kidnap his family, and he's got to go on the town.
And what do they want from him?
I don't know. They're going to like, I don't know, whatever.
They'd be like, we want you. And he'd be like, fine, I'll trade my life for my family.
Yeah, okay, yeah. No, okay. We need that, like that engine, right?
I know. We need that sex trade.
We can't do the sex trade.
I know
trade.
We can't.
We said we're not doing the sex trade.
I know, so I was like, what's like the sex trade, but not the sex trade? It's like a really dumb riddle.
We want them alive. It's also that we did a family. Can it just be him and his mom?
I think you could do maybe just him and his mom.
Yeah, you could do that too. Yeah.
Him and his mom. Yeah. I like that. Do we do Dirty Dan? A lot of mom issues.
Three good boys who love our mamas.
Good boys who love our mamas. If somebody takes my mom, I'm going to go kill them. So,
okay.
You better not take my mom or I'll kill you.
So why do they want his mom?
Maybe she's rich.
Yeah.
Bear with me, because I know it's like a dying dad thing. But whatever. Okay, it's a stepdaddy hate. It's like they are wealthy. The dad dies. It's all about the
inheritance.
Yeah. It's like the business is going to go someplace. like if they were wealthy and they need her to make the deal. Like it's essentially corporate fuckers, is bad corporate dudes who are like, your husband died.
It's Blackwater mercenaries, dog.
Yeah, it's like we need your husband's company's going to us. Like you're making this fucking
hostile
business
takeover.
Deal. It's a hostile takeover, and he died just before they secured it. And yes. Like we need this to happen.
Okay.
So it's all this shit for money. It's just fucking Wall Street assholes is who it is.
All right. I think this is ditching the RV and the biker gang for sure.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I was gonna say something along those lines where my thing was that the son made a lot of money and he's this overworked and miserable. And then really the company has no assets. The company has nothing. And he's slaved away at this company, got fucked over. And he's just, his life is a farce and they've kidnapped his mom thinking he has money, but he doesn't have any. And now he's got to go save her.
He got out of the biz. Okay. Right. He used to be a Wall Street fucker because it was also really good as going back to the life that he once knew. Mm-hmm. This dude was a fucking like American psycho bro. Like this dude used to work in the Wall Street where he's like, no, fuck that. And he went off to Germany or he went to a different place and he had a wife. And
he went
just,
to
like, enjoy himself. And he has to come back, and now he's got to go back underground. He's got to go back to that world. He's got to be.
Okay, what if you do then?
There's something
then,
really
okay,
satisfying.
Boop, 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 boop. It is like a Blackwater.
Yeah.
Like, it's his father ran this mercenary company or something like that. Again, like a private security firm or something like that. And but it's something like that, because that would be part of his shit as well. Because I'm like, the other thing, I'm like, how is our boy Carl's secret badass? Like, that's the other, like, what is his secret superpowers? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
So he moved to Germany and became a small town sheriff or something like that.
Yeah, because what I was going to say is, you know, it's another fresh thing. It's like, yo, how about this? How about he's just got a wife and kids that he loves and they're back in Germany? Like, screw that.
I like that. Everyone's dead. Yeah, he has a family, but he's just got to go take care of his
wife.
It's called the business trip. Yeah. He's going to America on a business trip
to
save his mom.
Because it ends with, like, he gets back to his wife and kids because he loves his wife and kids. He bangs his wife and he says goodnight to his kids because he's a good dad, right? And he wants to protect his mom.
Hopefully in the opposite order.
What did I say? Did I say bang kids and say goodnight to mom?
Bang his wife and then say goodnight to his kids.
Okay.
I guess he could. I mean, yeah.
Whatever. They got
whatever.
I was like, what did I say? Okay, but here's the other reason it's great. Because he's got to go back. He's got to go back into that world of cocaine and strip clubs. But he's still got a wife and kids. He doesn't want to. So you get the fun things where his wife goes like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just trying to find my mom. But it's like, you know, he's got lap dances going on and stuff. Is that a little dirty? It's like, right? Is that perfect? Like the dads are watching, like, raising eyebrows. Like, raising eyebrows. Like, yeah, you know, he's good. He's not cheating on his wife, but he's still getting a little something. Like, it's like the perfect. It's just a little
he's
bit.
Still getting a
it's a cabaret bounder. Show. It's a little ankle show, you know?
He can be Canadian now, by the way. There's no reason.
Oh, yeah, he
German.
Should totally be
he's
Canadian.
He's now Canadian.
Yeah.
In he Ottawa. Lives,
yeah, yes. That's perfect. So he was in this
instead
high.
Of the foreigner, it's the Ottawa.
So he was in, yes, he was part of this, like, yes, he was this hotshot VC, like, crazy, because his dad was, and the life was too much, and he found this perfect girl.
Well, you know what he could do,
Ottawa,
by the way,
and
real
he found
quick.
It on a business trip.
He'd be former military, right? Like, he could be like, this is not, I'm not helping the world, and so he joined, maybe, you know, like, joins the French Foreign Legion, or I don't know, whatever.
Or
like, the
you
point
could
is,
bear with me, or again, like, I'm not saying it's this, but like, if this was like, I was like, it's like you would do that. He was just, he lived this shitty lifestyle, and then he left to become a Shaolin monk, and then he lives this pure life now, but that's where, it's not that he has old secret cool kung fu powers. It's not that he has old secret badass powers. He has new secret, new badass
he's
powers.
He's a hunter in Ottawa. He fucking lives like, he found a nice quiet life. He's outdoorsy. He's a tracker, or he's a town sheriff now, or whatever it is. And he's gone with, he's no longer the freaking Christian Bale, like Wall Street dude. That was a crazy lifestyle. He hated it. He was miserable. You know, and now he's found this, he's has this great family and he's a new person. And that's one reason he never went back to visit his dad. He blamed him for putting it in that life, and his dad died.
Yeah.
So he comes to see his mom, who he hasn't had a great relationship with, but he still loves her because he's his mom. She's his mom, right?
Yeah.
She gets kidnapped by these guys who are trying to get this merger or this inheritance or however, whatever the
corporate intrigue bullshit that she's necessary for.
And she's refusing to do it, so the only person who can do it is him because he's still technically the family. So he's trying to track her down. Mm-hmm. Actually, or it should just be she's holding out. She's fucking getting tortured and shit. And literally, know he's back. They're like, wait, Johnny's back? We didn't know he's back in America. Oh shit, Johnny's coming after us.
Okay. It's also like the grandma's like, fuck you, that money's going to my grandchildren.
Yes.
kids.
Yes.
Their college fund.
And the main bad guy is gonna be one of the guys he fucking partied with earlier. Mm-hmm. He's like one of the dudes. He's one of the dudes. He went in on airplanes like and did hookers and fucking, you know, It's like he remember, like he got out of it because they fucking like, you know, they killed a hooker or something horrible. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this guy's too much. Like he's crazy. He's like, hey, Johnny, you always had it in you. You think you're better than me? It's like, just because you go off to Ottawa and have some lame ass life. It's like, we're talking about billions here, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
I love, so there's something really cathartic about the idea of being able to like stick it to like shitty corporate America with the power of guns. Like, I think that there is, right? You know what I mean? Like, I think that,
That is a lot of shootings.
My point is, I think people are like, great, like the recession happened, all this stuff, all these Wall Street guys, like nobody got punished for it. And I think that there's a certain.
Okay, all right. Yes, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I want him to kill a bunch of guys and then like close a briefcase and go like meeting adjourned.
Well, here's the other fun thing. It's like you also get a little bit of like the high school reunion type thing because his dad died. If he was a big deal, there'd obviously be a funeral with the business. Mm-hmm. So he comes back and it's all these people again. It's all these powerful people that knew him once as powerful, and now he's this lame bearded, you know, country boy, and they're like, oh, hey, you're back to see your dad, and he feels out of place, and he's no longer the cool guy from the day. Will's all deflated now.
As the corporate stuff just seems boring to me. Like, I'm not trying to throw a huge wrench into it, but, like...
I mean, you don't think of them as, like, gun...
I'm dealing. Just not on the edge of my seat being like, he's got to go rescue his mom. Do you know what I mean? Like, and especially, it's just like, they're just punching her? Like, be like, sign a piece of paper and she won't? Like, sign the paper, lady. Like, come on. Like, what? Like, this is, like, it's the... I know we're running short on time, so I don't want to throw a flag on the play this late in the game.
Corporate, but they're a devil cult.
Well, if you do like, I mean, when you think about Taken is this, I mean, yeah, it's like you need their companies involved in something horrible. Like, I mean, right at the end of the day, it's like the Taken people are essentially like that final guy, which to be fair is the problem with that finale. It's like, who cares? It's like some big like business dude. It's not as exciting as...
No, it's not about like the mooks not being exciting or whatever, because it's literally the Taken keeps the clock ticking. It's just like, I'm like, I'm trying to think. I like the guy. I like the mom. I like
the idea of a mom rescue.
Let's talk about him for a second. I just want to like, because we're like, oh, he's a sheriff. I'm like, what is he? What is it? Because it just doesn't feel like we're quite tapping into a fan. It just sounds like we're talking about a boring thriller is what this sounds like. Yeah, then he comes back and he does deals. Like, I'm like, what? Like, bear with me if it was like, he's a bank robber, right? Mm-hmm. He was a bank robber. And then he gave up the life to go, I guess one of those, right? And then he gave up the life to go be a small town sheriff or go to go do whatever and live in peace. And then his old partner kidnaps his mom to be like, I need you to do one last job for me. I would get that, what that movie's about.
Mm-hmm. A little bit history of violence.
It's just like I don't know. I'm trying to think.
If you did, okay. I agree. It's just like,
I just don't know exactly what it is that we're trying to do. I don't know what the specific fantasy we're tapping into is. Do you know what I mean?
Because if you did bank robbery, you'd have to do, like, why do they have his mom? It's, like, his mom, like, if the dad was a bank robber, too, and they know there's all this money someplace, he died before telling them where the fortune was, so the only person who knows is the mom, so they take the mom, and they're like, where the fuck's the money?
And they're torturing her for it.
Well, why does it... No, but even there, it would be like, the leverage... It would be better if the leverage was on him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then it's not like, but then it's... Yeah.
It's like, we're holding your mom hostage. Go do something for us. It's like a more compelling situation. Like, if it's them just torturing then it's the grandma's movie. Like, it's like, that's her story. She's the one doing everything. Like, the stakes are, is she going to give up or not? Here would be my, like, again, like, just by way of example, what I like, the biker thing gives you is, like, it is this contrast in masculinity, right? Like, it's like the, like, sort of like the again, the domesticated dude driving the big RV it's like Duel, right? Like the you know, the henpecked guy in his little compact versus the trucker, right? Like, whereas it's like this horde of hairy men on wild horses, and you're like, you know, the civilized person, and it's like this sort of like clashing, you know, like that's what you're tapping into there. Like, that's the fantasy. That's the, like, you look at a biker and you go, could I take that guy on? Whereas, like, with just like, it's like, it's corporate jerks. Like, I'm
I like that. It's the, we're, it's the, we need something for revenge.
Woo. I just had a, okay. Is there like a MacGuffin? Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
Will's got a look in his eye.
The MacGuffin is a heart. It's like a heart transplant. And this guy, his little girl, is supposed to get that heart. And the fucking criminals steal it to fucking give it
organ
to their mob
harvest
boss
or something.
Wait, so does he have like a heart in his?
No, because it's like this. It's just bear
like
with me.
Rare
again,
blood
it's still
type.
It's still a road movie type thing because it's like you would do like it's like fucking donor dies in New York, right? patient is in Los Angeles,
yeah,
right? The heart is on the way. This German dad fucking flies to Cedars-Sinai to do a fucking to for his daughter, right? Or for his mom, like his ailing mother is supposed to get a new heart or whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the way, the heart gets intercepted by this fucking road gang who's stealing it to fucking give it to their mob boss. They've got a mob surgeon who's going to put the heart in him instead. So now this guy's like, that's I got to go get it. And like, that's the fucking ticking
clock.
And
the cops definitely aren't going to help you there. Like, whatever. Like, and it's like, my son will die.
Or what? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm trying to.
That's an interesting inversion of it. I kind of like that.
Okay, so his mom, his dying mom needs a heart.
Or dying son, dying daughter.
Let's just stick with mom because we're ranking about mom. His dying mom needs a heart. The heart is being transported to her. And then they're like, we got, and he's sitting there and he's holding his mom's hand. He's like, you're going to make it. Like, you're going to see your grand, because he's got a kid on the way.
Yeah.
You're going to see your granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor comes in. It's like, bad news. The heart was taken by, the heart was taken by a biker gang. Don't worry. We put her to the top of the list. It'll be a mad, but unfortunately, it's still going to be 1 or 2 months. She's like, she doesn't have that long. So
God damn it.
Okay.
Because this is my other insane thing. No, this is my.
That's good.
This is my other insane thing. This is solid gold. Fucking. It's his wife, and she's dying, and never mind. So I was like, she's giving up the heart to give it to their daughter.
No. Saving your mom, saving your ale. And it's like, I remember. And then, of course, you have, I remember my mom was, I remember my mom when she was, young and strong. It's like, it hurts me to see her laying like this. He's talking to his wife on the other line. It's like, it's okay, honey. You'll be fine.
They're like, people are like, she's old. Fuck her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's like, fuck you. She's my mom.
Oh yeah, well of course, and then the end of the movie is gonna be his mom in the hospital room when his granddaughter's born.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay, that's very good. I think that's it. Like you just cracked. It took 2 minutes now, but it's the movie's cracked. So this.
And I still like the German guy coming to America.
Yeah, sure.
Because
it's
like again, it's like the best
foreigner. It's a guy out of town.
Yeah. So it is like he's out of his element, right? Yeah.
And the reason why his wife's not going is against the balance is like his kid could be born any minute, but his mom could die any second. So,
what a trailer drop.
What a tagline.
His kid could be born any minute, but his mom could die any second.
So, oh my God.
He goes to see her
and
he's fighting to get, he's got some connection or some guy helped him and she's getting a heart and they're rushing it over. And the truck gets stopped. And he's like, how's that even possible? Again, and they're like, we don't know what to tell you. Like, the cops are obviously looking for it. He's like, that's not going to do anything. Like, she needs a heart right
and
now.
And plus, the cops probably don't care about some.
Yeah, and I like that.
You've got 12 hours. That heart's only good for 12 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going into someone else's body.
Oh, it's all about it leads up to him, breaking into the mid-operation and tearing the heart out of this.
Yeah, he's investigating it. Well, they're driving it to, you need some distance, right? They're driving it to wherever, San Diego or Texas. Or someplace far, so he's chasing after them.
He's this freaking
vengeful demon coming after them.
Yeah.
As he's like, and the guy, and you have the
he's definitely former special forces or something.
And you cut to the bad guy's got it.
Yeah.
And of course, he gets there. He gets there and it's too late and the operation's there. He's got to fight the guy who just has the heart in there so he can't damage the merchandise.
Oh, that's so good. Such a good last fight scene.
Hold on, what?
So when he gets there, they put the heart in.
The mob boss, the shitty mob boss pedophile has the heart in him.
They catch him, but they say
shitty mob boss pedophile.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, totally, totally. I hate everyone. Yeah, he's the worst.
I'm going to take your mom. I'm sorry, and I'm gonna fuck kids with it. You're like, dude, I want this guy to die.
This is the worst guy ever. And so the fight is him. Oh my God. It's like he has a gun on him and then he throws it away and he just pulls out a knife. And he's like, I'm getting.
He just cuts his fucking heart open.
Yeah. Oh, it's like face off. He's like, yeah. He's cutting his own face. The guy's like, I might be dead, but your mom's not going to live. And he stabs himself in the heart. And that's the. And then I don't know how the mom lives somehow. It's like she just.
How is this guy getting up for a fight scene right after open heart surgery?
No, you would do it. So you would do they catch him and instead of just killing him, he's like, no, you leave him there. I want to see him when I wake up. So they're like, he's like stuck in prison. He's stuck like in their cell for 3 days. And then he meets him and he comes walking in. He's like, hey buddy, how's it going? looking for something, and like points to his chest. Like, dude, fuck this dude. I don't know how he gets out of the prison exactly.
He has to see, he's like, he walks in, he's like, looking for something. And then like behind him, his goons just has like a crowd of just like sex slave children. You're like, fuck this guy.
Well, they wanted
and,
to pay.
Know, it's all about he's tied up, and then the bad guy puts the guy's head to hit the heart to make him listen to the heartbeat.
Well, they want him to pay. They want him to pay for the freaking, he caused so much damage. He killed a bunch of his goons. He killed a bunch of bikes and shit. It's like, he wants to meet this guy who fucking came for him. He's like, what was that about? He's like, that heart was my mom's heart. Okay, so then somehow he escapes and they have a big fight
scene. This is so stupid. You just do that, like, in all of the chaos, right? Like, he killed, or he gravely injured the mob boss's son.
Oh.
And now the mob boss's son needs a heart. And they're going to cut it out of the guy.
Oh, my God.
No, here's what you do. Okay, what you do is, like, if he's captured, like, who is this guy? What were you coming for? I don't know exactly. But it'd be like, yes, the mob boss has a son or and who's ashamed of his father. And during the fight scene, like, the guy's like, you take me down, but your mom's going to die. And he kills himself, or he falls into, like, a fucking pit of fire, so the heart's gone. And then, yes, it would be the mob boss's son donates his heart to him.
Oh, because they would have the same
blood type. Because they
would have the same blood type.
Yeah. No. The mob boss's son happens to have the same blood type, but it'd be like he's wounded or something, and he's going, and he's like, shit. It would be like he would. I'm trying to find a way that
Why wouldn't the son just give his heart to his mom?
Okay, we got 8 minutes.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
What?
He's like, well, the mob boss isn't gonna kill his own son for his heart.
That's a good point. Man, this is some real high drama when it comes to the organ transplant world. We're going to need to have this run this by a board of doctors for approval.
Okay. Act one. Carl brings his family to Cedar Sinai, right?
Yeah.
Cedar Sinai, the heart gets stolen, right? Mm. Carl tries to go to the police.
They laugh at him.
They're like, tough shit. We don't fucking know how to help you. You don't speak English. Like, the embassy there. Everyone's like, there's nothing. People are like, there's nothing we can do.
So far, so good.
But Carl ain't gonna give up. So then Carl, like, how is he gonna go after these guys?
He knows where the...
First he's like, who took this heart? So right, he starts, like, he's looking at the news reports, like, how is this van hit? At first, everybody's like, whatever, it was just they were looking for something. They thought, you know, the police reports was like, they thought it was an armed car with money or something. It was just a mistake. They took the heart. Who knows? They're probably selling on the black market. And he's like, no, this looks like there's something more. And he starts figuring out.
Because of his time in the German special forces, he recognizes, he's like, this is way too coordinated attack. This isn't just regular
These guys are ex-military.
Yeah, and then he starts looking, and he's like, maybe it's this gang. And then he finds out, of course, and then he hears the story of this gang, this guy who has a relationship with this gang is in Texas and is dying of a heart disease. And then he pieces it together. He's like, oh, shit, this is the guy who needed this heart. Mm-hmm. He finds out the blood type's the same.
Oh, you know what? You know what you do, too? There's this hotshot heart surgeon who's a total fucking D, right? Or like his total the asshole who runs the hospital, right? Who's maybe in
course.
On it. Who tipped them off.
Yeah.
That's what he finds out.
Yeah.
But you do the asshole who runs the fucking hospital, because he needs to get to Texas in a hurry. That guy drives like a fucking Aston Martin to work every day. So you do Carl, like, Carl comes in and beats the shit out of him. It's like, you, and this isn't your act two or whatever. And Carl beats the shit out of the guy. He's like, oh yeah, I did it. I needed the money. Oh, please don't. What do you want? I'll give you anything.
His
he's
heart.
Like, I just want your fucking car.
You're not in the car. I was like, how does he get the heart for his mom if you're gonna have the bad guy kill his heart? You make it that dude. Here's why. You show that he's shitty in the first place, because he makes some joke. He's like, I'm sorry, you know, we're just waiting for that heart. There's no other people that can. I mean, I have the same blood type, but I'm not gonna give your mom my heart. Like, dude, this doctor fucking sucks.
Like, because he wouldn't give his mom the heart?
No, he's just a D-bag. Who would say that out loud? He's just a D-bag. And of course, you find out he's in on it. He's the one who knows when the heart was coming. He got the mob boss the heart. So at the end, when he finally.
I was just trying to do that, he steals this guy's hot whip so he can floor it to Las Vegas.
The final piece of revenge.
Fucking ride.
The final piece of revenge is that he looks at the dude, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna need that heart. He fucking shoots this fucking, the most horrible person in this all is.
I don't know if our hero can coldly murder someone to steal his own organs. Like, it's pretty.
For his mom? And this guy's the person who stole them in the first place? Okay, let's get there.
Let's get there. Okay. Ex-military. Okay, so, Carl goes to the police. They're like, there's nothing we can do, right? So Act 2 is like, he's like, who took these guys? Like, these guys are ex-military.
He's investigating. He's going to the dirty nightlife of Los Angeles. He's going to biker bars. He discovers that
someone at the hospital tipped off the bad guys. Because your Act 1 and 2 is at the hospital, right? Like, he's been waiting there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dis- discovers someone like in the first hospital.
Your first fight scene is going to be he thinks there's something to this gang. He goes to a biker bar to ask questions. He's asking too many questions.
Has a whole fight.
He gets a fight, but in getting the fight, he finds out something about like this boss that is has a heart disease somewhere.
And that their contact was at the hospital or something. Yeah, right? Like it leads him back to the hospital.
Well, No. It's the other way around. It's because he's at the hospital. He's like, something's going on. This is weird. Yeah. The guy at the hospital points him to the gang.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, the gang has a hideout in L.A.
Oh, right.
You know, someone there will know where this is happening, right? Yes. So, like, act two ends with him beating up the guy at the hospital. Act three, you know, he confronts the gang, figures out where this surgery is going to be, right?
It's almost too delicious to not have a scene where he comes in full hospital scrubs and you reveal that it's him.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because he figures out where the surgery is going to be, and now he's got to get to the surgery in time to stop it, right?
And now, but they know they're on.
Now they're on to him, and right? And the fucking hospital the location is like fucking super locked down, right?
Yeah, and they're throwing shit his way, so he has to deal with it on the road.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a buddy or like a surrogate kid he can have in the adventure with him.
Oh yeah, I was trying to think of taking surrogate kid. Don't need one. This dude fucks everybody up on his own. He don't need it.
Yeah, like the plucky sidekick character in Taken. Oh wait, that was his gun.
You don't need it. The only sidekicks are the disposable people he finds on the way, like the hooker with the heart of gold or the RV guy who lets him borrow his RV. He finds little people that help him on the way or he throws them aside. But
his 17 friends, each one in the clip of his Glock 17.
Act three, he confronts the gang. He figures out where the surgery is going to be, but now the gang is onto him.
Yeah.
I feel like there's probably some ticking clock stuff we can do with the mom or with the baby or whatever, right? Yeah. Like that's also going on. Act four, he's going to go. Act four, he's the raid on the hospital.
Yes.
And then the act four crisis is, but the heart's been transplanted, right?
So I always remember one of our sales agents said the easiest movie he could sell in just a poster was a poster of a man standing between two pregnant women and giving like a shrugging like expression on his face. Like he always said that is a movie that works.
We have 1 minute, Freddie.
No, I know. All I'm saying is the poster.
We have 1 minute. Let's figure out. Tell a story. We have act five. Is that
right, fine? Act five. Finish act five. I'll tell you what the poster is after this.
Okay. All right. Jesus Christ. All right. Here's why I keep bringing up the idea of somebody else. Do you do something like at the end, like his mom does die, but he saves someone else's life or something like that was my only thought.
No, mom has to see the birth of his kid.
The end of the movie is like, the mom he wakes up. He almost dies from this adventure. He wakes up in the hospital next to his wife, who's giving birth, and who comes walking in?
It's his fucking mom. Okay, all right.
I'm telling you, for no better solution, it is the guy in the hospital is this shitty bureaucrat who's in on this from the beginning, doing this for money, and he's also there at the end to do surgery, and that guy has the same heart, and he fucking kills, the bad guy got in, the bad guy falls into the fire or whatever that kills his heart, but
Just do that. Act five. He has to fucking kick the bad guy's ass, and then the bad guy is like now dying, and he has to drive the bad guy back to fucking L.A. with the gang coming after him to get the heart into the new person.
Boom, and he gets it just in time.
Yeah.
He slides into the emergency lane, tumbles himself bleeding to death. He passes out. Did he do it? He wakes up. He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Act five. Yeah. So act five is essentially your epic road chase back to Los Angeles. Yes. He's got a heart.
Yeah.
With whether it's the bad guy's heart or whatever,
it's
but like
the guy's—he's strapped the bad guy to him. He's bleeding on him as he's flying down the highway
on a motorcycle,
shooting dudes.
Yeah,
it's in Las Vegas. That makes more sense, by the way,
right?
Because Vegas is a seedy town, and that's drivable to L.A. And you can get there faster than a plane on a car because you gotta go fast.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. All right.
Bam.
Pretty dope.
What's it called? Canadad?
Vengeance Dad is not bad, but
something with.
Anyway,
something heart related.
Yeah, anyway.
I heart mom.
There you go. That's not bad, actually. The poster of this, by the way, is it's a guy standing in the middle between. It's a frail old lady who looks like his mom, like a dying lady in a hospital bed, and then his pregnant wife, and then him with two guns.
So for the quick log line, it is essentially okay. It's a man who finds out his mother is dying as his. Oh, that's
no, it's like a man is when a man comes to Los Angeles to save his, you know, to get an organ transplant for his mom.
Yeah.
He's forced to go back on his old special forces training when the heart that his mom is supposed to get gets stolen by a biker gang to save their mob boss. And then he's got to go get the heart back before his mom dies before the birth of their grandchild.
Yes. Great.
Vengeance.
My dad watched that movie.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, and I think your mom would like it too.
Yeah,
you
know, no, absolutely.
It's like Taken for a more mature.
And you get
mom is played by like Judi Dench, like some awesome like old bride. She's like,
I'm Judi Dench.
It's like,
oh,
you're like,
got to get me the heart.
Well, again, she's like a fighter. You're like, man, I want this mom
I want
to
this
live
old
also.
Ass mom to live. Yeah. Okay, well, no, because you also do like it's all about like him freaking out in the like the gift shop, like he's getting flowers for her, like her chocolates or whatever. Like just like he's a nervous wreck at the beginning of this movie.
He loves his mom.
Yeah.
He's calling his wife because his wife's like, and he's also like his kids on the way.
Yeah,
it's okay, honey. It's like, you need to take care of your mom. He's like, but I need to be there for the birth of my kid. It's like, you know, you're a good dad.
You're a good vengeance dad.
And he hangs up and he turns around. He's got two guns in his hands. He's like, time to fucking kill some mob bosses.
All right. I buy it. Vengeance dad. And by the way, speaking of taglines, I want to point out we got some of the best.
Oh, my God.
So we asked for a previous episode. We did Teen Bond, and we asked for some taglines or titles because we could not come up with any in the moment. And boy, oh, boy.
Kale Black Elk on Twitter, at Jaden Colbert, fucking just fucking threw so many dope titles at us. I'm just going to run through them. They're all good. They're all really, really good, and they're all for our teenage James Bond film. So we've got The Spy Who Was My hashtag WCW, Twitter Verified to Kill, From Russia 101 with Love, and then the one that this was maybe my all-time favorite, hashtag YOLO twice. So you only live, hashtag you only live once twice. 100,000 views to a kill.
Oh, so good.
And then we had
On Her Majesty's Secret Facebook group.
On Her Majesty's Secret Facebook group from Russia with heart, like with from Russia with like the, less the than heart. Three. Bitcoins are forever for your DMs only. Lit AF die.
Lit AF let die.
Yeah.
The man with the golden OG Kush. The world is not 100, bro.
That was all very, very, very
that
good
was,
stuff.
That's
so,
Kale. Thank you so much.
Kale is the honorary story breaker of the week.
I want to hire Kale as our millennial slang consultant, like from here on out. But thank you so much, Kale. Those were fantastic. That was a heck of a week of good stuff. Anyway, you can hit us up, @RJStoryBreak. And if you have any posters, people have done posters in the past, taglines, a title. We don't have a title for this one. We're just going to go with Vengeance Dad.
What happened to I Heart Mom?
I Heart Mom's not bad. I can see a good poster.
No one's going to want no.
No, nobody wants that.
Yeah, it's true.
We still need a sign off. Though somebody had
Someone had a really, really. Hold on.
iTunes reviews. Mythology 98, Chaos Kiwi, Chris Bryant, Lou Hoop, Slam Joe, Sun God 37, Caboose Hates You, Tart Boy. That's great. Code Bro 182, Ty Powers. I think now we're back in the old ones. Okay, thank you guys so much for leaving those reviews on iTunes. It really means a lot to us. Really helps us out. I feel pretty good about Vengeance Dad.
Yeah, no, Vengeance Dad was good. That was a tough one to crack there.
Yeah, that was like a good Vengeance Dad movie. Yeah. It had a pulse pounding ticking clock finale.
No good Hail Mary with the heart transplant was the savior.
And but real quick, I'm gonna try a new sign off, and this is from Wilhelm E, who says, "Thanks everybody for listening to Story Break, where we break it and you buy it. We'll see you all next week."